probably be end up being better than the Sony game.
All right. Well, that was Sony, everybody. Let's move on to our last press conference we're covering, and this is Endgamer's specialty. He's got 13 years of commentary on this. He literally sent me a 6-page email detailing every little fucking thing Miyamoto, Iwata, and that other guy did. Talking Nintendo people, and we started with Miyamoto and Pikmin. Endgamer, take it away.
Yeah, I thought this was a strong start to the conference, and I was pretty excited. We've been waiting for Pikmin for quite a while. As I said, 2 came out forever ago. I'm a big fan of the series, so it's something that I personally was looking forward to. And it looks really good, and it looks like it's going to actually make some decent use of the touchscreen. In terms of, it's basically going to be like the mini map that you have in StarCraft and other RTS things, where you're going to be able to manage your units, see your objectives, move things around on screen. Seems like a smart thing to do with it. And the gameplay looks good, and visually it looks good. So, yeah, it was off to a pretty solid start with this section, I thought.
All right. Was anyone else interested in Pikmin 3? Because I got to say, I wasn't.
I played thought it was... the demo.
Oh. Oh, okay. Barts, you tell us about the glory of Pikmin.
Well, first, it's basically just an upscaled Wii game. I'm pretty sure that they Twilight Princess this. The graphics look fine, but they don't look, they don't look current gen. They look last gen, but HD.
Wow.
So they look fine. But not really impressive. I'm going to be honest here. This is the only Pikmin game I've ever played. So I can't compare it to any other games in the series. It was all right. In the demo, the only thing the touchscreen was used for was just the map, which, I didn't really do anything with. So I played the game. It was fun.
Thing, they mentioned something about controlling multiple guys. Was that just for a different mode or something? I thought you used the touchscreen for that.
Yeah, you could have 4 different leaders controlling different parts of the map. I don't know.
Oh,
if
yeah,
that's...
I remember that. That wasn't in the demo on the show floor, so I didn't get to do anything about that.
I thought it was funny how at the end of this little presentation, was it Miyamoto out there?
Yeah.
He was like, "So, does that help you guys? You guys understand it more?" And then there's just like a slow, "Yeah," clap. I guess
we kind of like that. Yeah, sure.
I'm sure the game will be fine, but it's definitely not a game that translates well to E3.
No, I can agree to that. Rock, any thoughts on Pikmin 3 at all?
Can't really have much thoughts on it. I haven't seen anything on Pikmin.
All right, fair enough. Good enough. That means we can move on. Next came everyone's good buddy, Reggie. And he was here to tell us it's all about the games, and then proceeded to talk about Netflix.
just for a second.
And Hulu, and YouTube, and Amazon Video, and much more. But Reggie brushes that off.
God, he's a purple Pikmin.
He's a purple Pikmin, yes. he was talking about some... God, Endgamer, this is so much shit I don't care about. Oh, okay, Miiverse. Miiverse is the Twitter for your Wii or something.
The Revolution.
Basically, you can...
Oh my god, I beat your high score! Shit! Oh my god. This is revolutionary.
Yeah, it's basically like Nintendo realized that the internet exists, and so they're doing what everyone else has done for years. Endgamer, I'm sure you have some insider thing as to why Miiverse is better than Xbox Live or PlayStation Network?
All this stuff is fine. I think I agree. It's basically Twitter, but within the game, or Facebook, or however you want to look at it. I just think this is something you need to announce.
Experience your games in a whole new way.
It's something you need to announce after you announce, hey, you will actually be able to play with your friends online. Like, you're going to be able to boot up new Mario Brothers and not need everyone in the same room with you. You can play with 3 friends online, and you're going to have a great time. like, announce that first, and then all this optional, hopefully you're able to turn it off when it starts bothering you, Facebook Connect kind of stuff later. So that confused me. I mean, it might be a neat idea in some cases, but yeah, just the order of how they're rolling this out is confusing.
Well, that'll be a message I send. I'm going to send, I'm having a great time. I love Nintendo.
The every comment, every little picture that you submit to that is pre-approved before it goes up.
They're going to have can't race Ungamer's Miiverse.
So every all those little dumb little comments, there's going to be someone on Nintendo's end approving each and every one of them.
Yeah, that is the worst job in the world.
I can't. So if I'm playing that tank game or whatever, and I can't make my picture just my dick.
Well, it depends if the guy at Nintendo likes it or not, right? I mean, you need to.
It's a white dick, so I'm sure he'll like.
You need to take like an artsy photo of this. Maybe make a nice pose, nice background.
Well, let's be honest. You can't take a picture because it doesn't magnify that far.
Ooh. Ouch, Rock. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry. I'm sticking up for Endgamer because he was picking on him pretty good earlier.
I mean, even if I had a small dick, at least I'm able to use it.
Okay, guys, before this gets out of hand.
Hey, I have the biggest John Deere lawnmower, but I don't mow my lawn ever.
Guys, calm down.
What?
Guys, you're forgetting something. You can connect to the Miiverse, with your 3DS and your PC and at some point your smartphone, but not at
Where's Trey Parker and Matt Stone now?
Nah, I know. Trey Parker and Matt Stone would have ripped this shit apart. So yeah, that was all the crap that the Wii U does. Bartz, did you have... I'm going to assume they didn't show any of that off on the show floor at all.
Well, I mean, it was all about the games on the show floor, but okay. I mean, they had the tech demos. I'll take a few minutes out.
Were you able to leave comments on the show floor, like when you were playing with your friends there?
No, oh, okay. They didn't have that feature. When we're done talking about the conference, I want to talk a little bit about the stuff I saw on the show floor because I think I saw some interesting stuff.
All right, cool.
One other thing quick.
Nope.
It was nice. I was talking about the strong start, and I think it continued here in terms of there is going to be 2 game pads allowed per console so your friend can bring his over and you can play. Instead of him having to be on the Wiimote and you on the better controller, you'll at least be equal. That's nice. And the improved gamepad is nice. Instead of having like the 3DS, the slider kind of joysticks, they have normal clickable joysticks.
Oh, no, but that's new and revolutionary. Did you not hear him say this is the first time anyone's ever had an analog stick?
He didn't make it sound that way yet.
No one's ever had an analog stick that you could press as a button before. This is new and exciting.
If this is the tortoise and the hare, Endgamer's on the side telling the tortoise he's off to a great start.
Oh.
Hey, Endgamer likes Nintendo. Give him a break. Everyone's got their fucking thing.
And other thing I don't understand is this would have been the place to announce the Pro controller, which is basically a 360 controller, almost exactly. And it's exactly what the hardcore fans who are watching this conference want to hear. Hey, you don't have to play with this huge gamepad. You can use basically a 360
they
controller.
Unveiled that the,
didn't even mention that
they yet. Unveiled that it's pre-conference, right?
I know, but how do you not mention it here?
Because they don't want to... Because it's
they don't want people to realize...
It's a pride thing, because it's like, here's this shit we put all this work into. By the way, for all of you who think this is stupid as fuck, you don't need to use it. But, like, it just sounds bad, like, when you're trying to sell it, to also be trying to sell that you don't have to use it.
That's exactly what it came off as in the pre-conference, was like, so, yeah, the Wii U gamepad is awesome, and touch controls, and da-da-da. Oh, and for those of you who actually like to play games, here's this. Bye!
Like, well, they said in their whole focus on the E3 press conference was the unique features of the Wii U. They didn't. That's why they spent all that time on the glorified tech demo. Was that they didn't show anything cool because every single thing was okay. Let's focus on uniqueness with Wii U, which I mean backfired obviously. But
I'll also say this: we're happy. We like the fact that Sony does not, and they specifically say they're not going to push like the move or any of this Wonder Book on us, even if they did make us watch it for 20 minutes. They're not going to force you to do it. But then also look at the success of Sony's peripherals. They have not been as successful as Microsoft's or Nintendo's. So that they make us happy by doing that, but they're also not as successful doing it. It's because of that.
I just wonder how much serious though time, effort, research they put into, you know, the move and everything. Like, did they really put a ton of marketing or anything into it? Or
tons of Kevin Butler ads. Are you kidding me?
The move, I think, was a cash grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was something they put serious consideration into, hence the reason why they're not forcing it onto companies and everything. They had a marketing campaign, but then again, they have a marketing campaign for everything.
No, they definitely, the move, from what I understand, the move works a lot better than the Wii. And, I mean, they have all these peripherals, sharp sort of thing.
A lot of things work better than the Wii, so that isn't really much to talk about. They didn't even have full
Nintendo's
one-to-one.
Got the most brilliant marketing strategy of all time. They release shit. Then a year later, they release upgraded shit. Then a year later, they release working shit. They had the technology to make the Wii work perfectly at launch, but there's no money in that. You release Wii Plus and Motion Plus and god.
I can't really hate on them for doing that because I bought Wii Motion Plus.
I didn't. I still don't have one. I have the one that came with the newest Zelda. But other than that, I don't even use Wiimotes for any of my games.
Anyway, let's go on with this. We're off to a strong start, guys. Let's see if they keep it up.
Everyone loves Nintendo, and this is a strong start. I'm really looking forward to what they can show us with this. Super Mario Bros. U was shown next, and this is actually a game I want to play. Hey, that's good. A game I want to play on a video game system. It's bizarre. They added some real-time Twitter, Facebook thing. talk while you're playing, I guess. I don't really know why you'd want
to. Just about to jump over a pit. Just fell into the pit. Just lost a life.
My 97 lives. But otherwise, I mean, it's Mario. It's going to be good, obviously. It's going to be fun. It looked pretty much like the other new Super Mario Brothers, so I don't know. I didn't look like revolutionary or anything. The one new thing is that there's the fifth player who can place blocks wherever the fuck they want. And Bart, you experienced this. Tell us about it.
It's imprecise, like I was saying earlier, but the fun thing is, you remember in New Super Mario Bros. Wii, you got the four players and you realized, you know, while you can play cooperative, sometimes it's much more fun just to be a total ass and, you know, pick up the other players and throw them off cliffs or throw them in enemies or do all that stuff. Well, the fifth player, he gets an opportunity to be even more of a prick. If you've ever seen like those Mario ROM hacks where they just like you know how they like place those blocks where you can't see and then you jump and you hit them and you fall. Well, you can make your own invisible blocks if you're the fifth player. When I got hands on with that thing, I decided that I was just going to be an ass to the other four people that were playing. And one of them was the Nintendo girl who was like showing off the thing, and like she'd be trying to make a difficult jump, and I just like put a block right in front of her.
And it was invisible too, wasn't it?
Well, it shows up.
It pops up as you do it, so you can make it. You can place it like last second, basically.
It'd be funny if you could place a whole bunch of invisible ones.
Uses for this are like revenge for making you play with that controller.
Yeah, so it's almost like a 1v4 player game, because as the fifth player, you can kind of just dedicate your whole time to trying to, you know, kill the other four players by, you know, making them hit their heads or run into obstacles and fall down cliffs. That was probably the most fun I had with the game. I mean, it was fun to play with just the, just the regular Wiimote, but it was just, you know, it was as fun as the other game. There was a squirrel suit that was all right, you know, you could float. But the best part was definitely.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, ask me about the squirrel suit.
Well, I thought they said they were bringing back the raccoon suit. Is that the squirrel suit?
The 3DS one.
Yeah, the 3DS one is the raccoon tail. This one, they get a flying squirrel, which basically you just hold down the jump button and you glide, kind of. So.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, it's, you know, it, it's whatever. But the best part for me was definitely using the fifth controller to dick over the girl because she got so mad at me.
And if Bartz knows anything about dicking over girls.
Oh.
God damn, Rob.
That wasn't very funny, I gotta say. That was kind of lame. Endgame.
Here's where the Nintendo problems come in, though. Like, this is a good game to showcase their console with. Why aren't they doing a gameplay demo of it? The fact that they showed a minute-long trailer was just stupid. This is a game they should have showcased.
Yeah, they had three playable levels for the demo. I don't know why they didn't show them playing through one or two of them, because...
Why do you need a trailer for a Mario game? It's like, is the trailer going to reveal anything new?
Whoa. Maybe you run right to left.
You're mad, man.
That would be revolutionary, let me tell you.
With an analog stick.
I mean, they have those like weird looking Yoshi things or something.
Yoshi babies.
I mean, just show 5 minutes of gameplay. Just people playing, show a good part. Like they did. Look what they did for Rayman Legends.
That was a big problem with their conference, is that they didn't have any gameplay.
There was no gameplay demonstrations. It was terrible.
Endgamer, do you think that was terrible? Do you think that Mario Brothers could have used gameplay?
Yeah, I do not understand the huge focus on Nintendo Land at the end of this conference, spending way too much time on that when you have what looks like a really fun game, and you say, all right, new Mario Brothers, it's going to be out at launch, everyone get excited, and now here's 45 seconds of a few levels. That looked fine and everything, but yes, I definitely should have given this some gameplay. And then the other thing that bothers me is... A new Mario at launch sounds great, but it's like, okay, it's a 2D Mario. It's pretty close to what you've played before. Oh, and also, we're doing another 2D Mario game that's going to come out about 2 months before this one. I really think that this game should have been something more in the Galaxy vein, something that stands out, that shows off the graphics a little more, and that's a little bit more different than this Mario 2 that you're going to have just played before you pick this one up.
Let me tell you, mailing it in because you can make money that way.
If they showed off Galaxy 3, when they sell
25 million copies of these. But yes, go on.
If they showed off Galaxy 3 at that conference, people would have been going nuts.
Yep.
You know,
to be fair with how bad everything was, if they had just shown the word Super Smash Bros. On the screen and nothing else, not even a proper title for it, just Super Smash Bros. And then, that's just it.
Or Zelda or Metroid.
See, they ruined that last year, though, by basically doing that. They can't really do it again.
It's true. Yeah, last year everyone did get pissed off at them for doing that. But anyways, Bart, you were
talking. Nintendo just can't win, can they, guys?
They can in Endgamer's eyes.
They can if they don't suck.
Sorry, Bartz, you were saying stuff though.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, if they had shown us a real game from one of the real big franchises, you know, Zelda, Metroid, Mario, Star Fox, Kirby, whatever, people would have loved them, you know. But they don't have any, you know, they don't have any big first party offering out the gate. You know, Super Mario Brothers Wii U is basically the same thing as the previous game, just with a fifth player that can use a touchscreen. And then Pikmin 3 is, first off, it's not even it's coming out 3 or 4 months after launch. It's not a launch title. It's a up-resed Wii U game or up-resed Wii game. And you know, and then Nintendo Land is just a mini. It's a tech demo. It's Wii Sports. And that's what they're starting with. You know, it's going to be the 3DS all over again.
I guess my biggest question is, what has Nintendo been doing for the last 4 years? Because they obviously have not been making Wii games. They have hundreds and hundreds of developers. What have they been working on if it's not anything new, Star Fox or Metroid or, oh yeah, we haven't even started on Smash yet. We're just getting started on that now. Like 2 years too late.
That leads into our next point, though. Batman Arkham City Armored Edition.
Oh, fuck.
This is what they've been working on.
I've never seen so much time devoted to a game that's already out and been out for months. Amazing.
Did they? I didn't. As soon as I saw Arkham City, I skipped that part of it because I didn't see it live. Did they?
That was the absolute. That was the absolute worst part of their conference.
Ooh, ouch. So did they do anything to make it unique to Wii U, or can we just skip this?
They did, but I don't remember.
You can use the Wii U controller to control the battering, kind of like you already did with the controller, but now you can actually move the controller instead of using joysticks. Think about that. Think about the possibilities.
Oh man.
New level of accuracy.
As opposed to working
with the remote battering.
Wasn't it pretty accurate before?
But a new level.
All right, well, that was Batman. Scribble Knot. Yeah, Big Bob would have loved that section. Scribble Knots was shown next. I did not like Scribble Knots. I'm not sure why they keep making them. They're kind of gimmicky and terrible.
They keep selling.
It's great. Endgamer, why do they keep selling? Endgamer?
Because Endgamer bought a million copies.
Well, I guess Endgamer, that was his phone ringing. So we'll just skip that. Thank you, Endgamer, for allowing us to skip something. Nintendo then announced that we had third-party developers bringing us Darksiders 2, Mass Effect 3, Tank Tank Tank, Tekken Tag Tournament 2 featuring Snoop Dogg, Trying 2 Director's Cut, Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge, Alien, Colonel, blah 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 blah, Colonial Marine.
More games coming out months and years in some cases after they've already been released. Really exciting.
It's the next gen is the last gen.
If you've been holding on to your Wii and that's it, you're in for a good time when the Wii U launches.
Well, here's the thing. If I wanted to play those games, I could
get them.
Instead of buying a Wii U, I could buy, you know, another...
Can buy a Wii U! New level of accuracy on the Batarang, dude!
But then I can buy... If I get the other consoles, I can get the game for $15. Yeah, I can get $15 Arkham City, or I can get...
Yeah, but when you throw your Batarang and you miss the button, you're going to be pissed.
Shut the fuck up, Isaac. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so then anyways, Reggie went on to talk about how his body was ready for stepping on the balance board for the first time, which I guess is probably a bad thing because he's been selling it for 6 years.
Oh, shit, we're still making this?
Apparently they've sold 43 million copies of Wii Fit, which really makes me sad because we have one in my house and it got used the day it was bought and never again. Like, I imagine 42.9 million of those Wii Fits were. But wait. Wii Fit U is coming, and it's going to leave you happier and sweatier, in Endgamer's words.
How amazing of a feature is that? She can turn on the TV and you can keep working out. You can work out without the TV there. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. So
we're on Shoot Mania levels of awesome here.
I think this was almost as good as Shoot Mania. So anyways, you can apparently run now. You never were able to run before. This is new. They also revolutionized the music genre with the game Sing.
Sing.
How fucking fantastic was that commercial? The person comes in, the whole group of friends is waiting for him, and then she's like, look at this new use of the Wii. I can read the lyrics of the song off my board, so I can stare at all of you while I sing. Clap along! Let's clap along! Sing! It's gonna be great.
Isox covering this beautifully. And
game of the decade.
Game of the fucking ever.
You see that?
Game on the show floor.
Oh, Bartz, please tell me you played Sing.
No, they had it too long. There wasn't a line.
Here's the thing.
It was in this box. It was unopened in the box.
Nobody played it.
They had this room that was like empty. A clear box, and the people inside, you could just watch them, and
they dump money in there. And they had to grab it while they're dancing.
It was so weird. I don't know why they had them in like this case so that you couldn't hear them.
You don't catch you just...
because no, everyone would be too embarrassed to play otherwise.
And because you don't want to catch what they have.
It's really a one-way mirror. So they think they're all by themselves, but really everyone's watching them.
But you got to understand now, the Wii U controller, you can read the lyrics of songs you're singing off the Wii U thing.
Dude, that's not even all. You could, like, use it as your TV remote in case your TV didn't come with a remote.
That's sick. That is awesome.
I know. I that part really won me over. Then they talked about the 3DS a bit. They had a 3DS conference later, but we're not even going to cover that.
That 3DS presenter is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, he was awful.
The stuff they covered on the Wii conference, though, for 3DS was, again, the new Super Mario Bros. 2. It's all about the gold, and basically you turn Mario into a golden shower.
And Wario.
And
that was the weirdest selling point of the game. Like,
it's all.
And now there's a new emphasis on gold. This changes everything.
It's like you didn't get enough 1-ups in Mario. Now have 7,000 more.
If I could use that gold to buy, like, new armor and weapons for Mario, now that might be
a plus two.
Yeah, like Paper Mario stuff. Like,
but like, what's the point? There's just oh,
more lives. More lives, just more lives.
You have to beat the game. You have to get 1,000,000 coins. That's the objective.
Oh, so I could beat it in the first stage.
I don't know.
Coin hat on, and it just shoots coins out. I mean, my understanding of the game is you get 100 coins every 2 seconds. The gameplay I saw of it.
Do you have to hear the coin sound effect 1,000,000 times to beat the game?
Oh, but yeah, obviously, you hear it in 3D for the first time ever. Or something. They also showed Paper Mario in 3D. A lot of people were really hyped for this. It looked pretty cool, I guess.
Once again, no gameplay demo. Although, for an RPG, I'll give him a break.
Yeah, it was no gameplay. They also showed Luigi's Mansion, and that's great.
That was probably the game of their conference, which is the sad part.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't forget the Luigi Mansion minigame we're going to talk about soon. That thing was fantastic.
God, yeah. They also showed a quick peek at third-party lineup. Castlevania Lords of Shadow. Mirror of... I think that's all one title. It's a long-ass title. Epic Mickey Power of Illusion, which is a 2D platformer, so that might be good. Another Scribblenauts game. Fucking amazing. I love it. And Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance, because that needed to have a title. Of course, none of these had gameplay videos or anything else, and even at the 3DS conference, they still managed to not show anything, basically. So, good on you, Nintendo. You're the best.
Where do these Kingdom Hearts motherfuckers think of names? Like, wasn't that one, like, 3/8 or some bullshit? Like,
5/8 over yeah. 2 days.
Yeah. They just make up things. They don't even know what they're doing.
Birth by Sleep.
It's like that episode of South Park where they cut off the chicken's head and let it run around on the list of stuff. That's how they make names.
RE Chain of Memories.
Yeah.
So let's get to what I'm looking forward to.
Lego City Undercover?
Oh, no. That was Nintendo Land.
Okay.
The Lego City Stories looks like it's a decent concept, at least, though they didn't really show much of it.
All right. Well, then you must have been looking for Just Dance 4. No?
They also had that on the show floor, and no one was playing it. No one would play it, and so the Nintendo demo girls were playing it the whole time because no actual person would play the game.
Awesome.
They begged me to play with them, and I'm just like, no.
Were these the whiny girls?
Yeah, they whined at me.
Was this the arm touchers?
No. This wasn't the one.
Dang.
She was the first Nintendo girl I talked to.
I'd be like, I'll play if you have the dance where I grind on your ass.
All right.
I would have played that. I would have played that.
I think most of us probably would have played. Well,
they would have had the longest.
Why don't we come up with place?
Yeah,
an idea. Why isn't Dirty Dancing out yet?
Yeah, why isn't that a game?
I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be a Kinect sex game that requires both a woman and a man in real life, and it's just sex, but it also is on the screen, so it feels like you're playing a game instead of just having sex, which is totally
leaderboards.
Which is totally leaderboards.
You get points for performing certain actions.
Congratulations, her back arched 100 points.
Splits 1,000 points.
Hanging from the ceiling, negative 10 points.
What?
Broke a lamp, 9 points.
What would be the downloadable content for a game like that?
You could click a black woman, or...
our sensors don't recognize Negroes until you pay us extra $5.
Oh, yeah, you have to leave a lights on to play this game, too, I guess. You could, and you, like, maybe have to play during the day and, like, weld the room.
No, they take the Nintendogs approach. You got
lights. Look, I don't think anyone wants to play a game involving dogs and sex. I'm just, yeah.
So Nintendo Land.
Yeah, that's the next thing. I was rushing through shit to get to Nintendo Land because everyone wants to talk about Nintendo Land. And Isaac, you seem like you really, really, really like. What the hell?
Look,
am I reading?
Guys, let me explain this to you.
Yeah.
No, you look at the Wii U and you mock it now, but once you play Nintendo Land, you'll just get it. So why do we even have this conference? Because you're just not gonna fucking get it until you play this fucking game.
Well, as someone who played it.
Oh, well, Bart, you get it then.
There we go.
I completely get it, but I want to hear what you have to say.
That's all I'm going to say. None of you motherfuckers are ever going to get it until you play it. So buy it so you can get it.
Are these actually the titles of the games, Endgamer, or did you just make these up? Because Donkey Kong's Tragic DUI sounds amazing.
Luigi's Lonely Night Alone.
Luigi's Spook Show, Takamura's Ninja Kill Zone, and Animal Crossing Bloodlust. I would play Animal Crossing Bloodlust. What the fuck? Is Endgamer even here anymore? He hasn't said anything in a while.
Luigi's Nighttime Masturbation.
I think I love the fact that Nintendo has produced it's not the actually best a comedy ghost. Of the night. Like, everyone's kind of like trudging through it, and then all of a sudden Nintendo comes up and they're like, here we go.
Well, isn't that what... I thought Nintendo was trying to be the joke of the entire E3, weren't they? This had to have been like a practical joke. None of this is actually going to happen.
Yeah,
just a word. I mean, they had to spend like 15 minutes explaining, not like talking about the features, but explaining Pikmin 3. They put a mini game up that they had to spend like 10 minutes explaining and slowing down so you could know all the rules. Like, didn't anyone think, oh, that might be a shitty idea to showcase? Let's go with the one where you just fucking shoot some shit. Like, why the fuck did we choose the one that has rules? We have to slow it down every 10 fucking seconds to talk about it. God damn. What a stupid decision.
That wasn't even the best minigame.
Oh, which...
What was the best minigame?
The best minigame was the Donkey Kong one.
The Tragic DUI. The Tragic DUI.
Well, it's actually called Crash Course.
Oh, that's...
Full Tilt Obstacle Course.
That's a much less entertaining name.
But let me tell you, here's the thing. It's basically an iPhone game.
Oh,
all
God.
You do... All you do is you have like this little vehicle that you're guiding down an obstacle course, and you do that by tilting the Wii U controller left and right. It's really fun.
No way, man! That sounds so good.
$1 versions of that.
It's really fun, but it's basically, you know, $1 or $2 game that they're gonna put as part of a collection of 12 games that will likely cost $60.
Yeah, but man, come on, look at these excellent things. I mean, I love games that don't do anything. And God, Nintendo.
Look, once you, they love that line. Once you play it, you'll get it.
I just love it.
It's like it's just like justifying their shitty conference. Like, look, but once you play it, you'll get it.
But they
none of this looks good right now. But you'll put it in the system. You'll turn it on, and then suddenly. It'll just all make sense.
Just
It'll
do just like you clear did. As just, day. Just do what you did with the Wii. Buy it and never use it. But just buy it.
Yeah, if you pay the full retail price, I promise it will be better than this conference.
You do go out, you buy the Wii U, and then you're like, oh, I get it. This is a piece of shit. I get it now. I'm not going to buy another Nintendo thing.
Rock, you actually had half decent comedic timing on that punchline, and I am impressed.
I have excellent comedic.
I am more impressed than Prince Fielder doing the splits earlier.
Oh wow, that's pretty impressive. I did not
see that coming ever.
After the press conference for Nintendo, Iwata was spotted staring at some bananas or something.
He just held them up in front of his face for like 10 seconds without saying anything.
Look, I have a confession for this. After the Nintendo conference, I was still a little worked up from the Ubisoft conference, and I finally jerked off to Ebony Porn, and it felt good.
What?
Wait, for the first time?
No.
Oh, God.
No, I've seen Black Tees before.
Endgamer, are you back yet or no?
God, we didn't get to hear the positive spin.
We definitely only got the negative point of view.
We didn't hear the Nintendo PR plan.
And
I really wanted to know why Nintendo Land was legitimately good. And
oh, well, let me tell you all about this. Oh, so,
are you looking forward to seeing more from it?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I went to the Nintendo Land booth, and there's this girl who gave me this round little thing to put on my lanyard.
Oh man.
Called the Nintendo Land Swag Circle.
Oh man, see that?
Oh, you got swag.
Swag,
now.
Yes.
And she said that if I played all of the little Nintendo Land mini games, that girls would want me.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
And she said this all while touching my arms semi-seductively and talking about how attractive and hot I would be if I wore this Nintendo Land thing on my lanyard and put all these pins on it from winning the games. So
they were paid by pin commission?
I don't know.
Wait. So basically, no. Whoa, Rock. Barts, I suck, and not here, Endgamer. What I'm hearing here is that if I have this Nintendo swag circle while sitting in front of my Forza steering wheel with a Guitar Hero guitar on me and maybe some drums next to me, I could literally have every woman on the planet.
No, RPG, once you get into, that's like double negatives and all of a sudden you're gay.
Yeah, but no, there was three things, so it's like re-positive.
But you know, two of them combine to become one, and then...
So wait, you can literally create the
your homo
first
now.
Ever 3 billion person orgy at that rate.
Yes, 3 billion people orgy is what I'm saying if you had all these things, and Bart's is one third of the way there.
All right. Good
yeah.
job, Bart's.
Well, actually, I only got...
Actually, two. I didn't bother playing any of the
games. Actually, I told her it was really stupid.
I just...
alone.
There is the Takamaru Ninja Castle, which is basically the tech demo they showed earlier of them like swiping their fingers across the Wii U pad to throw shurikens.
Oh, that was the darts.
Post.
That was the darts at trees thing.
Yeah, that one was looked boring and terrible. I didn't even bother looking at the Animal Crossing game.
Oh, Animal Crossing Bloodlust.
That
well, Ubisoft might save, like, because if you look at the lineup, if it wasn't for you saying that Zombie U is actually decent, this lineup is terrible, especially when you consider that new Super Mario Brothers, like, I mean, it's just the same damn thing.
That'd still be a good game, though.
I don't know, man. I didn't even, like, they just took the challenge out of the game when I played the Wii one. Like, it just wasn't even fun to me.
Oh, the challenge of the Wii one was,
yeah.
was playing with players who
yeah.
worse than you. And trying
yeah, and
to make
get
them
your way.
Trying to make them keep up with you.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like
I was playing with a buddy of mine, and it's like I had like 30 lives after like two levels or something ridiculous. And he's like, "Oh, can I join up?" I'm like, "Sure." We went through all the lives in like two levels.
It's just like it's disappointing because Mario games used to really be, and maybe Galaxy still is, but Mario 2D games are supposed to be. You know, not only were they games that anyone could play, but they're something that if you love platformers and if you're good at platformers, you could still enjoy them. It just seems gone the other way. It's just all for people who don't usually play them.
Well, I'll be honest, that might be an indictment of the entire video game industry right now, but that's a whole nother story I'm not going to get into.
All right. Before we get our final thoughts on the Nintendo thing, Bartz, you said you had done a shit ton of Nintendo stuff. Did you want to get into that now?
Yeah, let's finish up the conference and then I'll talk about that.
Okay, well then we'll give our scores. I'm gonna give Nintendo a 1. Rock.
Can I give it a thumbs up for unintentional comedy?
If you want, I'm sure they'd love to hear some positive feedback.
Because I would say that this was one of the most hilarious. It's like it's not as you know meme worthy as the Sony 2006 conference, but just the whole
classic.
Thing was kind of pretty damn funny. This was one I actually sat down and watched and went, okay, are they like trolling us at this point or is this all for real?
See, I don't know. It was funny. It's funny to talk about right now, but to watch, I really don't think it was boring. It was legit boring.
It's funny to watch with a group of people.
That's probably a lot better, yeah.
Like, I had a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
watching live was pretty
I had a lot of fun watching the conferences with Board 8 because everyone was just so mad or, like, just ripping everything apart. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, look at this. Oh, I bet this next he's going to have a scanner in Halo because this is so Metroid Prime. And then 2 seconds later, the scanner goes up. It's like,
See, I didn't. I watched it a day later without anyone, so that probably led to not being funny.
You missed out on part of the comedy then.
Yeah.
I could see watching. I watched a couple of them alone, and I was just like, skip through this, skip through this. Oh, the Wonder Book, skip through this. Oh, look at that. Oh,
you didn't rewatch the Wonder Book over and over again?
I gotta be honest. I actually attached a new TV to my wall that only plays the Wonder Book section of E3 on loop as loud as it can possibly be, so everyone
and you got that on
my
one
house
TV.
And all my neighbors just got stop. They all they hear is the Wonder Book's glory nonstop.
It used to be, you know, all he does is win, and before that Jack Sparrow. Now you're onto the Wonder Book.
All he does is Wonder Book.
yeah,
I for... we get a score from you.
I'd score to one. They definitely could have had decent stuff on there if they either found a better way to showcase Pikmin, or if they found a better mini game in Nintendo Land to show off. Maybe if they showed off Zombie U instead of some other stuff, and if they actually showed gameplay demo of Super Mario. Like, there is even, like, at max, this might have been like a 4, 4.5, but as it is, they just did nothing right, and I'd say 1.
All right, Bartz?
As bad as it was, still better than EA. 3 out of 10.
All right, and Endgamer. Well, guys, I thought it was really great.
Well, you know what? You guys don't realize.
You don't realize that, the direction they're going, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do next. And it's just,
I'm really looking forward to all the games.
Looking forward to those games and how they might play on my tablet controller. I got to say, the tablet controller is the way of the future. Nintendo is leading us into a new generation of excellence and awesome forever, and I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
Don't worry, when Endgamer gets back, you'll get it.
Oh, I know. So yeah, Bartz, you want to let us know about all the shit you played that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. The Luigi's Ghost Mansion thing that they spent forever on, It's all right, but the problem is that the game is so terribly imbalanced. I'm just a quick rundown. It's 4 versus 1. 4 players walk around a 2D top-down map of like a house with flashlights and try to catch one player who is invisible and he's a ghost. And if he sneaks up behind them, he can make them fall asleep until like someone goes and revives him.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Well, the player who's the ghost, first off, it's pretty much impossible for him to win if the 4 other players, you know, communicate with each other.
Uh-oh.
He has to survive 5 minutes, and he has, like, 100 life, and every time he gets a light shined on him, he loses at least 10 points. For 5 minutes, there's no way for him to survive without getting trapped in a corner and just murdered. They have to rebalance it or something. I hope that's not the finished product, because there's really no way for the single player to win. But it wasn't, you know, it was better than the other 3 games. Well, Donkey Kong was the best one, even though it was an iPhone game. The Zelda game was just horrendous. It's not a rail shooter. It's a rail waggler.
Oh, you, God.
You are on a set course. And when you see an enemy, you just shake your Wii remote until it dies. And that's all you do. Unless you're the player with the Wii U remote, then you point your remote at people and shoot them with your bow and arrow. But you're still on rails.
So your enemies are a bunch of Etch-a-Sketches?
basically. I mean, you just shake at them until they die. It's horrendous. It's the most appalling thing ever. It's not even a game.
Is it better than Shooter Mania?
No.
Okay.
Nothing could touch Shoot Mania.
Is it better than Wii Music?
Was that an actual game? Did that game actually come out?
Yep.
Yeah, it came out.
I just remember the terrible press conference from that, but so
that's
set
the standard, so that's
I'm gonna say it's worse than Wii Music.
Ouch. Wow. Ouch.
That's a low, man.
I played the Project P100 game. That game is basically like Pikmin, but a little bit different. You like gather up little tiny people and then you swipe the Wii U gamepad in different directions to make them do different things. This was the worst use of the Wii U gamepad I've ever seen. When you're playing the game, all it shows is just like three different attacks you can do, and tells you how to, like, one you swipe straight, one you swipe in an L shape, and one you swipe in a circle, and it just shows those on there. So when you want to do one of those attacks, you just, you know, do the swipe on the gamepad. But, you know, they could have easily mapped those to buttons on the controller. I don't know why they didn't. It's just the worst gimmicky thing ever. The game itself, it was okay. But it made me realize one of the worst things with the Wii U controller. They talked about how when you're playing the game, when you go inside a building, the gameplay switches to the Wii U gamepad, and I'll admit it's the most jarring thing ever. When you're playing on the top screen and all of a sudden you can't see what you're doing anymore, and so you have to look down at your controller. And for the gameplay demo, you have to like turn knobs inside a building to make some numbers appear on the big screen. And so you're constantly looking down at your controller and then up at the screen, down at your controller and up on the screen. I really hope they don't do that too much in games, because unless you're like holding your controller up in front of you, you know, it's not like that. I mean, you'll agree with the DS, you know, you can see the two screens at once all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so this, you know, unless you're holding the controller in a completely unnatural position, you can't see both screens at once. And so the dual screen functionality just really doesn't work there.
Well, it's kind of like the 3DS, where it's 3D, but only if you hold it in a horribly uncomfortable right in front of your face kind of way.
Right.
See, I never had too many problems with the 3DS.
Oh, there are ways to get comfortable and stuff. It's just you got to find them. Like, you can't just sit down and play. You got to kind of reposition yourself and
it's one of those things where it's like you keep it off most of the time, but every now and then you're like, I want to see what this looks like in 3D. And then you turn it on, you're like, oh, cool. And then you turn it back off 10 minutes later.
It's so weird to think how these innovations that were so successful them at one time, like the touchscreen, the DS, the motion control, it seems like it's almost leading to Nintendo's potential downfall, because now they feel like they have to keep pushing the envelope that will also attract casual gamers with stuff like this Wii U thing or the 3DS. But, I mean, if they went back to their core, maybe they would have been better off.
I'll just be honest here. As long as they find out a way to put Angry Birds on the Wii U, they'll still manage to sell way too much stuff.
Oh, did you not? We didn't even cover that.
Everyone already owns Angry Birds.
We didn't. No, but you don't own the console version, which Activision is currently working on. Yes, Activision is bringing us Angry Birds on consoles.
See, we have to remember every now and then that between the four of us, we're a little smarter than the average gamer.
Which is a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it is hard to believe sometimes, but it is kind of true. People are idiots, and they'll buy an entire console and then play Angry Birds on it because it's on there.
Well, how many people own Wii's just for Wii Sports? Half of them, probably? I'm going to go with half, and if it's not...
I mean, that's a novelty thing. Angry Birds is something that's already out there.
Yeah,
it's saying it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people will buy like their fucking smartphones, they got to play Angry Birds. You know, and I get internet access.
But you can shake it now. You can shake your Angry Birds and make them angrier.
Holy sh... And it's really fun to shake the controller. It's a blast.
Ultimate eggle controls.
If the zombie grabs you and you shake your controller, you can get him off. It's pretty cool.
Bars, did you have anything positive from your Nintendo experiences? Or is it long stories about Nintendo Land being the worst thing you ever played?
I think that if Nintendo Land was a pack-in, that'd be really good for it. I think it's a great tech demo. But as far as, you know, being a full game, no way. I mean, even unless the other seven games that they haven't announced yet completely, you know,
amazing.
Blow the unless they're like actual great games, you know, I don't have much hope there for that.
Well, there's two arguments to that too, whether it'll be packed or not. One is their whole thing of, oh, once you play it, you'll get it. Well, then logically, you should put it in. But if they're putting 12 games in, like what? Wasn't the original Wii Sports like 5?
Yes.
That was more than that.
No, it was 5 or 6.
Was it only 5? Oh,
It was tennis, bowling, baseball, boxing, and one other game.
So if they're... I'm not sure. Would you say any of these minigames seem like they're more work put into them than your average Wii Sports game for the original Wii Sports?
I'd say they have about the same amount.
That'll be interesting to see, because if there's 12 games, I mean, maybe they're going to think that's worth the price, the $50.
They charged full price for Wii Play, and that was the worst piece of shit ever.
It came with the controller, though, or something.
The only reason I got it is because it came with a controller. But yeah, I mean, they still charged full price for that god-awful piece of shit. And it was like 9 tech demos, and the only one that was fun was the little tank battle thing, and it was only 3 levels long anyways.
Well, here's the thing. Pretty much any of the mini games would be a Mario Party minigame.
Ooh.
Let's just put that into perspective right there.
That's short.
Okay, that's not the Wii Sports level then, because you could play, like, golf was a good 20 half minutes.
I openly admit, I was addicted to the Wii Boxing.
Really? That was the worst one.
Well, it wasn't the best at sensing your movements and everything.
All you needed to do was throw your hands as hard as you can.
But I was wasted, so I couldn't really tell anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to have to wait to see when it comes out. Because, I mean, the Zelda Battle Quest game, you know, they only demoed one course. There might only be one course, but there might be multiple rail waggle courses. The Luigi's Ghost Mansion game, you know, there's just one mansion, but, you know, they might release multiple layouts. There's probably going to be multiple courses for the Donkey Kong game because, I mean, I can see them doing, you know, like maybe 10 levels with that. Or more. So I think they could go deeper than just, but at the core, the games are, you know, as far as depth, for any of those minigames, they're about as deep as a Mario Party minigame.
I am sold on that. Bartz, do you have any
finally get it. Thank you, Bartz.
Do you have any other E3 stories or something that is good?
I played... let's see. What did I play? I talked about God of War. Oh, I saw... I didn't play, but I watched someone play Papa EO.
The what?
Papa and Yo, yeah.
And that game was that game was probably one of the ugliest games I've ever seen.
Man, it sounds like you had the worst time ever.
It's like kind of based on an alcoholic like father or something. So I wonder if that's why.
Well, it had like a 1UP. 1UP.com best of E3 thing on it. It had like a little sticker on the station, but like it looked seriously. The character looked like he was floating in the air half the time he was walking around. Like
yeah, it's like I think it's supposed to be like kind of a dream world, so that might be it.
No, it just looked
bad.
It's
a downloadable game, you know that, right?
Yeah, it looked bad for a downloadable game. It looked like a $5 downloadable game.
All right, well, speaking of that, like we never talked about Summer of Arcade. Summer of Arcade was announced. Tony Hawk HD is coming to it. Hybrid, which is a third-person shooter, like heavily focused on mobility and jetpacks. It's made by the makers of Scribblenauts, funny enough.
Oh, God.
There's a game called Dust and Elysian Tail, which has like beautiful 2D anime type looking graphics with Metroidvania type exploration, deep 2D fighting game type combat, crafting, like tons of RPG elements. That game looks like it's going to be great. Racketeer is coming too, which I guess looks okay for Kinect game. And Deadlight, which is a cinematic 2D platformer type game, zombies. Looks pretty cool. Looks like another solid addition to some of Arcade this year.
Am I allowed to ask K-Bart some questions about E3 real quick?
Ask away. We've already...
Start everything with a...
What? I mean, if you can come up with anything else, feel free.
Well, I was just curious. How many games did you actually get a chance to demo out that weren't, like, part of the conference? Like, I know...
That weren't, like, in the conference?
Yeah. Like, did you get around to a lot of demos?
I watched a lot more than I played, but I think I played about 20 games. I played Hitman that was in the conference. I played Ni No Kuni, that Weeaboo RPG. It was really pretty, but I mean,
how much can 10 minutes of an RPG tell you, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was like a 7-minute demo of basically running around on the overworld and doing combat. I mean, it was really, really pretty. You know, it basically looked like Japanese animation. But, you know, I couldn't really get much more than that. I watched gameplay of Assassin's Creed. I watched gameplay of what's that music Final Fantasy game?
Oh, Theater Rhythm.
Oh, Theater Rhythm.
We didn't even talk about that. I want that. I want that game a lot. It's got all sorts of things I like Final Fantasy.
We were stupid too. We forgot to order it off Amazon when it was on sale.
Amazon doesn't sponsor us anymore. They can go to hell.
But they still
Shiny
sell
Buttons
cheap
is
games.
The new,
I can order all my games off Shiny Buttons.
Shiny Buttons. Ice Hawk literally drives up to your house and hands you the game.
I mean, yeah, hey, that's pretty excellent service if he wants to drive from Michigan.
I know, right?
For Rock, that's actually maybe possible.
Yeah.
This is
Bart
kind of...
loves Shiny Buttons. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. it's a great start.
What a ringing endorsement there.
It has text.
It talks about games.
I like it a lot better than any of the other Board 8 blogs.
Yeah.
Including
Flatto.
Including Dude Where's My Freedom.
Oh, wow. That's up there. That is up there.
This is kind of tooting my own horn, but I played Planet Side 2, which I thought was really good. So it's pretty much the most awesome PC shooter coming out this year. And probably the only one, but it's a fun PC-only game.
Wait, how is that you tooting your own horn? Are you about to say, I thought you were about to say, like, I don't know, I got my dick sucked while I played it or something.
Well, no, because
Nintendo girl, by Nintendo Land girl.
Well, no, this it's my game.
Well, he added
so
up, stickers or whatever.
Oh, you that worked on it. I see.
Well, I didn't work on it, but
perfect.
Well, I helped test it, but yeah, it's my company's game, so.
So
it was all you parts.
Played
all...
the game you tested.
Yeah, well, I played it with when I tested it. It sucked. It's good. It's good now that
you single-handedly fixed it by telling them how much it sucked.
Yes. I'll take all the credit.
Yep.
You're
listed at the end, and special thanks to K Bartz.
No, I'm actually going to be credited in it. So. You know.
Oh, cool.
So we got to look for AG.
Well, now I almost feel like I have to buy this game, even if I can't run it on my PC, to go through the credits. Go, I know that guy.
Well, it's
I know
it's
him.
It's free to play, so you don't even have to
that's
buy
even
it.
Better.
You just download it, and then you can't play it on your PC. You can probably even watch the credits without going into the game. So
can I just pay full price for the credits? Can I send you a check, Bart, and you'll send me the credits?
Yes, yes. As soon as the game is out, I will do that.
All right, now we're talking. Are we just about done with all this E3 talk? I gotta say, we have now hit over three hours. I have a editing nightmare ahead of me because I am going
to listen to like part for each conference.
I am going to divide it into separate parts, and I'm not going to force anyone to listen 3 hours straight. But
I have to be honest.
You should just put it into each conference. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what we did last year. Was we broke it into three parts. I'll break it into four.
I feel less like jumping in a bathtub with a toaster after this one.
Yeah.
We don't really need a part for EA. So
last year was like, my God. By the end of the podcast, I was literally just passed out underneath my bed, going, "When will this end?"
Well, that's because last year we let Yoblazer and Endgamer on, and I love Yoblazer, but once he gets going about his philosophical views on gaming, it's like
he's so during. You know that YouTube guy? He was like, "What if this guy is portraying the typical ADHD gamer in the midst of this conference?" I was like, I don't think that's their goal.
Yeah, no. I Yoblazer's entertaining, very fun guy to talk to, but once he gets going on some of this stuff, it's just like, oh my God, how is that even a thought you came up with? But he makes it sound so elegant and perfect, so you're like, oh, I guess he can keep going. And then Endgamer, I mean, come on, if he was here to defend himself, he might.
I played Gravity Rush.
That's excellent.
Didn't that just come out?
I think it comes out on Tuesday.
I'm, you know what? That's great.
I played Little Big Planet Vita.
Okay.
Sorcery.
I'm going to agree with
you. Let's end it now, quick.
I think we're about ready. So we're going to skip everyone's 2-minute segments this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
I Isak can have 30 seconds because I know he needs to really push for his website because it's struggling.
It's ever since I started posting my articles on M4G, it's been doing quite well. It gets a surprising amount of views from that site. But anyway,
for Isak, 2 views is surprising. So
yes. But yeah, what did I write this week? I just wrote my top 10 stage demos of E3, which we just talked about, obviously. So it's not as cool now. This week, I'm also writing about Shoot Mania, which is going to be awesome. And next week, top 10 games to look forward to for the summer season. There's actually quite a few games, good-looking games, right? It's been slow like this past month, but there are games to look forward to coming out, so look for that. ShinyButtons.net, your official sponsor if we came to play.
All right, and we should probably...
the quarter is in the mail, gentlemen.
Winners and losers of E3, very quick, guys. I'm going to say winner is Ubisoft, I guess, and loser is Nintendo Rock.
Winner was non-gamers, and the loser was gamers.
Okay, Isak.
That's a bit much. yeah, I mean, winner's clearly Ubisoft. I mean, not only did they have a great conference themselves, but they managed to interject themselves into both Sony and Microsoft's conferences.
And
that's
Nintendo.
Crazy.
And Nintendo.
They were everywhere. They were everywhere.
They won by far. And while I considered every other conference to be mediocre, or below average at least, I do have to agree with the losers, Nintendo, because they're the ones trying to launch a new system, and they just didn't get me personally excited for it at all. All
right. Bart's winner and loser?
I have to say the winner is 2013, because that's pretty much when everything is coming out. And the loser is 2012 for having Wii U.
No, the loser is 2014.
All right. And Endgamer. Oh, God. Winners, the Nintendo.
Well, the winner would have to be, did you see how hilarious that was when the Pikmin was coming out of his suit? That was great. I just thought that was great. And so winner's the little Pikmin inside his suit. And, you know, the loser, I'd have to say, is Master Chief. Why'd he take so long to talk? I don't get why now he's just talking. So, the winner's the Pikmin, and the loser is Master Chief. You know, speak up, big fella.
We are such assholes. It's honest.
No, Endgamer's a good sport. He knows. He knows we're just joking. We all love Endgamer, especially Isak.
Nigamer?
Nigamer. Nigmer.
Nigmer.
Nagmar. One final note from me, because I just thought of this. Nintendo could have won this entire thing if the screen had just gone blank at the end of their conference, and then all you hear is, "Hey! Hey! Listen!" And then you have Link walking through a field calmly and everything with Navi bitching off in his ear about whatever, and then all you hear is a twig snap and a couple steps, like, and then a fist crashing into Link's face, big iconic Mario fist, and that's your Smash Bros. Teaser. Just that.
They literally could have no progress on the game yet, but they just put that together.
Just put that together, Nintendo, everyone would have been on Nintendo's dick. It would have been the best conference ever.
What if Nintendo did that to win E3 every year? They put together these like 10-second shorts of like
of just random
games
random
that they're not
things.
Even making.
There's like
each year is just Link getting punched in the face.
No, they could do like Samus with Cooking Mama. She's like flipping some pancakes. It has nothing to do with any game she's in. Stuff like that. Anyways,
it would have to be like ridiculously epic shit, and then all of a sudden it just never gets made. Everyone's just pissed every single year.
All right, guys. On that note, I gotta thank you all for sticking around for this marathon of an episode. As I said, I have an editing nightmare. I'm not gonna bother with that tonight because it's way too much work. Thank you, Rock, for sticking around. I know you didn't watch a lot of E3, but you had actually insight into it, and one of your better efforts, I gotta say, Rock. I enjoyed. You were actually funny tonight. You had some good things to say. Thank you very much.
Yeah, normally I'm just a big ball of boring sitting over.
Well, no, no, no. I'm just saying, like, for not having any idea what was going on, you actually were, like, in there. So, thank you.
Okay, way to damage control, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to be part of the newest thing, right? Damage control. Bartz, thank you for your from-the-floor experience. Thank you for your insight as an industry man. And we'll all get on buying that game, even if it's just to see the credits. So, again, thank you, Bartz.
It's free to play! Jesus! How many times do I have to say it?
Yeah, but I want to pay for it.
I want to pay Bartz. How do we
buy
get
hats?
Buy some stupid
buy lots of hats.
Starter pack.
Yeah. Right. Buy hats and buy guns.
All right, thanks, Bart. Isoc, thank you for coming on last second. It was a nice, pleasant thing. You actually, of all the people here, actually had, like, real views, I guess. You weren't...
Wait, what the... What do you mean, real views?
Well, like, Isoc takes this stuff really seriously, is what I mean. Whereas, Bartz, you were more laid back and, like, confident, and Rock was Rock, and I'm just a horrible bigot and hate everything.
I'm just proud of myself for bringing out the best in Rock today. I really think I'm the reason that Rock was great today. And I'd just like to thank me for bringing out the best in Rock.
I would also like to thank Isoc for bringing out the best in me.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank Araldus Chapman for bringing out the worst in niggers.
I'm so glad this show has already established that racism isn't a problem and that Icehawk's not breaking any kind of barriers right now. I also got to thank Endgamer. Thanks for just disappearing at the end of the show. It gave us an excellent opportunity to make fun of you more.
Seriously, thanks. It would have been 2:30 if you were here. That's when it would have
been. Oh, God, no. That Nintendo thing, we'd still be at Nintendo Land right now, and Endgame would be like, oh, but guys, did you see the part where Link was waving his sword?
And, you know, I thought it was really creative the way that on the controller, you can't see the guy that's on the controller. I mean, that's crazy.
But seriously, Endgamer, thank you. I do appreciate everything you do for We Came to Play. I give you a lot of shit, and everyone on the board does, but you take it like a champ, like always, and I hope you'll never leave.
Kind of like how Nintendo rapes you in the bumhole every year and you take it like a man.
Yes. So yeah, that was the E3 extravaganza of We Came to Play. Anyone still listening at this point? Wow. You're as insane as us. Actually, maybe more insane because we at least got the humor of talking to each other during it. Yeah, I'm sorry if you listened through all of this. There were some good parts. There was probably a lot of bad parts. And just like E3, it is now over.
Nintendo's E3. Open up your bumhole, bitches. I'm coming in.